Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen's our longtime Brain Trust member. A dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He's our honesty expert. He's the guy that we and many other people turn to make sure we're being squared up with honesty, with the honesty in our lives. We might take it for granted. I know you're saying, well, duh. Of course you want to be honest, but there's more to it than that. Stephen's written all the books on that. Just be honest. Honesty works. You're starting to get the picture. Honesty sells, if you didn't get it the first two times. He's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So one of the things that I know you want to talk about today are you've identified three questions to ask yourself and your team about how honesty is working in your organizations. So you know, I love these kinds of questions because I use them in other ways. For example, I just think the questioning way of approaching things is a great way to help your team. For example, I say with regard to outsourcing, I say ask your team, must this be done in-house? Those kinds of questions are really helpful to get things going, aren't they?
Absolutely. In fact, the very first question we want to ask ourselves, and this is true even in our personal relationship, is do we have positive debate? Do we have positive debate? The first part of that, about that is debate. You know, have you ever heard of somebody said, oh, we never have any issues, and then suddenly they get a divorce? As yeah. President Johnson once said, if nobody's arguing, only one person is thinking, or I would add, is being honest. Because the biggest problem is not what people say, it's actually what they don't say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's healthy to have debate. So if we're in any kind of relationship, of course, a team and definitely an organization, if there's no debate, that's a problem. And there's a particular kind of debate we want to look at, and that's positive debate. So positive debate versus negative debate. First of all, negative debate is where somebody just tells you what they don't like. Anybody can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But positive debate is where they tell you what they don't like, but then they offer you some ideas that contribute and help us grow in our relationships and also, of course, at work.
So well, you know, one of the things that you, and is as the sort of the narrator or the moderator of this debate, if you're the owner, and if you're the leader of the organization, if this is a meeting that you should be involved in, is to make sure. I mean, you're looking around the room, and you know these people. You know they're smart. You know they're opinionated. And if somebody proposes something or something's going on that's not working, or we're proposing a change of some kind, and you're getting nothing out of this person over here that's really smart, that's a dysfunctional scenario, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the thing we want to ask ourselves is phrases that we use at work that I see that actually hurt positive debate. For example, respect swim lanes. You know, there's a whole thing about with swim lanes, you know, people keeping in their lanes at work.
Right.
But the problem is we all have blind spots. So if we don't have a situation where we can debate, challenge each other because we're worried about that we should be sticking within our own lane and our leader, the person who we're reporting to, will not respect that. That's a problem. So it's not that we don't have any swim lanes. It's not that we don't have any job responsibilities. But we need to create an environment in which we can actually challenge anyone.
You know, Steve, when you say that, you make it sound like, you know, we're in this nice squared-off pool. But out here on Main Street in small business, we're mostly operating in swamps. We don't have any lanes.
Well, and that's true. But here's the thing.
I hear you. But,
and here's how it applies. Well, here's how it applies to small business. The way you want to ask you is, how about your vendors? How about people that you outsource?
Mm-hmm.
Are they challenging you the way they're? Do they
right.
feel comfortable to say, you know what, I completely disagree the way we're setting up this website. But I would advise doing this. Or they just start saying, well, what do you want, and executing only what you want. When I've hired people for websites, when I've hired people for sources, even my bookkeeper, I told her just yesterday, I said, I want to hear what your opinions are, and I want you to push back on me. And so are we creating that environment around us that has positive debate? And unfortunately, in a small business, we're often the dictator in chief, and people are afraid to challenge us, and that's where we miss
that. That's the reason why I said a minute ago, you might not, it might be healthy if you're not at some of the meetings, but if you, whether you are or whether someone else says this, if you've got these people around the room who aren't saying anything, would it not be appropriate, Stephen, to say, George, what do you think?
Absolutely. We can ask direct questions, but the biggest thing that we can do to create positive debate is to create safety. For example, one of the number one reasons why people don't share their opinions is because they do not feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of this is, have you ever had somebody say to you, listen, I want to hear your opinion. And then you give them your opinions, and they get defensive?
Yeah.
Do they get upset?
Oh, yeah.
Next time they ask you for your opinions, you go,
they tell you how wrong you are. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you obviously don't understand, Stephen.
Yeah. Well, how about the person who always says, no matter what you say, oh, yeah, I knew that. Oh, yeah, I knew that. Oh, yeah, I knew that. You're thinking, well, if you know that, you're not really implementing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's those types of things that we want to, so the number one thing we can do is create a safe environment. Number two, to your point, we need to ask direct questions. Ask people their opinion. And if they're not giving us an opinion, so I've watched many meetings and been hired to watch many staff meetings, and it's like watching paint dry because nobody asks anybody a question.
Right.
And if they do, the person goes, no,
well, there's
how about
one,
this? You have,
there's one of the, there's one other element to this, Stephen, that I've seen in small businesses, and this is pretty epidemic in small business, pretty standard circumstance, and this is where they don't even have a meeting where a debate can happen. They don't have meetings because they think it's so small. As I said, we're in a swamp, we're not in a pool, and they think that everybody's bumping into each other, and they're having all these conversations, and I've seen... When I had my consulting business, I would convince small businesses into having regular meetings, and I've seen the owners' eyes get real big when they see how, when the people are sitting down, all six or seven of them across the table, how much more productive the conversation is than it is when they're walking down the hall yelling at each other.
Absolutely. In fact, what we want to look for in our businesses, whether it's small or big, is to make sure there's a consistent business communication rhythm.
Yeah.
Consistent business communication rhythm.
And a venue. And there has to, this debate needs to have a venue, doesn't it? I mean, a regular place and time.
Yes, there's three types of meetings every organization should have. And we can go through that if you
hold
like.
On, yeah, hold on to that thought. Stephen, I need your website quickly, please.
JustBeHonest.com.
Stephen Gaffney.
JustBeHonest.com.
And I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.